MTB Cast.
Yeah, MTB, this is Hal Russell with the American Trail Race. Last night, I didn't make it all that far. I was climbing a mountain, and I call it a mountain, and the just desert up there, and pretty awesome. But finally got pretty rugged and rocky and a lot of ruts and stuff, so I just had to stop and camp in the road, the dirt road. And so then I continued on the next morning. But last night, there's a big lightning storm come up, and it's quite a ways away. And then I just got laid down in my sleeping bag, and started raining and wind blowing. When the wind blows here, man, it gales. I mean, you can't hardly stand up sometimes. But it about blew me away. And then with the rain, all I could do is wrap myself up with my rain fly. But it felt pretty good. And then this morning, yesterday it was 102 plus. It was a beat down hot day. But today it started out that way for a little while, and then it overcast, and there's a big fire to the south here. I was kind of going towards it most of the day. It had a pretty heavy headwind most of the day, and then another from last night, the lightning storm, right, I'd say a quarter mile from the road, maybe farther distances or something out here, you can see forever. But started another smaller fire, and I was concerned. I didn't know just where fields were, if I was going to get by it or not. And just as I got to it, a big, huge wind with a little bit of rain come up, and just a blackout with the smoke, and I guess you call it a little firestorm. But in one of those beat down winds, I had to get down the ditch and the dang sandbars jumped up for about 10 minutes and waited out. But that's not the big fire. The big fire been a glow in the sky all day long. And they're really fighting the BLM firefighters. They're just young, look like young kids. A bunch of them coming here about 20 a while ago for the night duty and took off. But they're pretty serious. I've been when that wind come up, there'd been a helicopter and they're carrying one of those water bags and an airplane. Boy, it grounded them. They disappeared real quick. That wind was really violent. But once it cleared and I was able to get through the highway and get on down here to Fields, I have 126 miles to go. So I'm refueling here and camping until early morning and then going on, so I won't run out of supplies and water anyway. For me, that works, that's what I'm doing. And so I met some nice people here at Fields. They're just a store here. That's all there is. And so they let me camp here and got all resupplied. I made big bacon, cheese, hamburger, and fries, and a strawberry milkshake, which is awesome. And some peanut butter sandwiches, and so I think I'm good to go. And that ought to get me on into California and just almost back into Oregon, I think. I have to get down back into Nevada a little bit and then into California and back up in Oregon. So, and then should be getting into the lodge forest. Right now the wind's trying to break my tent and blow it down, so hopefully it'll hold up. And then I usually don't put my tent up, but a little rain shower come up, so I did. I just crawl in like a baby. Anyway, that's a plan. I'm guessing I'm about 600 miles from the ocean, so trying not to get too excited. I still got a long way to go, but at least I'm in Oregon, and things are going pretty good, and that breeze is feeling awesome. Hey, talk to you later. Bye.